Chomet Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Pruzbul. Pruzbul is the din that when Loiva borrows money from the Malva, so when Shmita, every seventh year of Shmita, when Shmita comes to an end, so it cancels the debt. So the Malva is not permitted to ask the Loiva for his money back. Unless the Malva wrote a Pruzbul, so then he's allowed to. That's a Takanas Hilo, so he makes a Pruzbul. So the Shiloh is exactly how do you make a Pruzbul. So the Gemara in Lamed Vav on the base says you can only write a Pruzbul. Yeah, that was one thing. Only if the Loiva has karka. So the Gemara said over here, you can only write a Pruzbul if it's a Bezen Choshu. Where's the Gemara? Loikas vin a Pruzbul, ele ibe beidina desuv yirishmita. When Shmita comes to an end, so it cancels the debt. So the Malva is not permitted to ask the Loiva for his money back. Unless the Malva wrote a Pruzbul, so then he's allowed to. That's a Takanas Hilo, so he makes a Pruzbul. So the Shiloh is exactly how do you make a Pruzbul. So the Gemara in Lamed Vav on the base says you can only write a Pruzbul. Yeah, that was one thing. Only if the Loiva has karka. So the Gemara said over here, you can only write a Pruzbul if it's a Bezen Choshu. Where's the Gemara? Loikas vin a Pruzbul, ele ibe beidina de Sura, ibe beidina de Nahardor. Only the, sounds like the most Choshu Bezen in the generation. That's what it sounds like. Why? So the Gemara said, this is such a chosh of a bezin, da alimi lafkuei mamayna. By the tiny letter gimel. On Lamed Vav and Beis, you have the tiny letter gimel in the middle of the Gemara. Kigoyin beidina didei ki rab ami v'rabasi. The alimi, it's a strong bezin, lafkuei mamayna. They have the power to be mafke somebody's moment. To change the dinim. So the simple reading in the Gemara sounds like it has to be the greatest bezin in the generation. That's what it sounds like. Okay. But what happens if it's clearly not the greatest bezin? Let's say we get together and I say, I want to make you a bezin. You'll be the first ones to say that you're not the greatest bezin in the generation. We have the Rabbonim in the community. You have other Rabbonim in other communities. You'll be the first ones to say it's not the biggest bezin. So the Pasha Pshat is that that's no good. So Tosis quotes here. Hanshek Nesis Akdal, that was before Hillel.
Yeah,
okay.
They didn't make a Pruzbul.
They didn't
make a Pruzbul.
Yeah. You have a Sanhedrin, let's say. The Sanhedrin, that's the greatest bezin in the generation. That we understand. So later, after there was no Sanhedrin anymore, so you had Rabbami's bezin, Rabasi's bezin. So it sounds like it's one of the major batidinim in a generation. So here there's a taste with Dali Milaf Kui Mamayna. Taste is quotes the Rabbeinu Tam Kosa Pruzbul. The Rabbeinu Tam used to serve as a bezin to make a Pruzbul for other people. Rabbeinu Tam himself was a money lender, that's how he made a Parnassus.
So wine, merchant also,
huh?
Wine merchant, wasn't he also
involved
in
wine? Could also be, I don't know. Rashi was a wine merchant, yeah. Wine. Could be Rabbeinu Tam also, I don't know. So the Rabbeinu Tam crossed a Pruzbul. Rabbeinu Tam used to hold that he can make a Pruzbul, he was the bezin. Ki hoya oimer, de lo bina ne la bezin choshev shebedor. How do you translate that? Ef leik halten, ki hoya oimer, de Rabbeinu Tam fleik zogen, de lo bina ne la bezin choshev shebedor. What does that mean? It's a little unclear. So it's interesting, Stan, there's a book on the Bali Atesis that was written by a professor at Hebrew University in Herzl, Professor Ephraim Urbach, famous, he passed away, I think. Passed away already.
He did.
Huh? So he, usually when he quotes a Rabbeinu Tam, every time Atesis quotes a Rabbeinu Tam, it's always quoted from the Sefer Yosha. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a book that's called Sefer Yosha Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the original Rabbeinu Tam. And Atesis always quotes pieces from the Sefer Yosha. And sometimes you look in the original Sefer Yosha, sometimes it's explained better over there, sometimes there's an extra line, an extra paragraph. So this book, this is a scholarly book. So Levi quotes Rabbeinu Tam, instead of giving you the Tosfos, like Yeshiva Bacha, a batlan of Yeshiva Bacha would quote, where's Rabbeinu Tam, a Tosfos? So he says, no, every time he gives Rabbeinu Tam, gives you the mock in the Sefer Yosha, that's the original, except for this. When he writes over here, that the Rabbeinu Tam felt that he was the greatest God Lador, in his generation, so he quotes the Tosfos, that the Gemara says he can only write a Pruzbul in the Beidina, the Rabbami, Rabasi, the greatest Bezin of the generation. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, used to hold that he was a Bezin. The Rabbeinu Bezdin Choshev Shevadoi, you need the greatest Bezdin in your generation. It doesn't have to be the greatest Bezdin in all the generations. The reason why he didn't quote the Sefer Yosha the Rabbeinu Tam here is because there it says what he really said. There he says you don't have to be the greatest Bezdin in a generation. It just means a Choshev Bezdin. It has to be a Choshev Bezdin. To the exclusion of Stam, it's not right to pick Stam 3 Balabat. It should be a Choshev Bezdin. So there in the Sefer Yosha the Rabbeinu Tam, he says clearly, Fakir. So it's interesting, the professor chose to quote the Taisus here. It's Boilet. And every other topic where he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he never gives you where the Taisus, he always gives you the original source. Except over here, he quotes the Taisus because he could miss, he could be misled to misunderstand the Taisus over here. It's interesting. So how does Taisus know that this is so? And important, I respect it. A respected Bezdin. Rabbeinu Tam held that he was a respected Bezdin. Doesn't have to be the greatest, right? So in Taisvis, it's a little unclear. You can read it either way. In the Sefer Yosher, it's 100% clear.
It
says explicit. He wants to write a little bit negative.
But it's also very hard to learn otherwise because. What do you mean? If otherwise, you have to have Rabbam Avas. Rabbam Avas is not there. Right. How are you going to go get back that person?
No, you can say you need the greatest person in a generation. Yeah. You could say like that. So then Taisus continues that Rabbeinu Tam is Mekel. He's not saying that he was the greatest. The Ashkecha Nami here that Rabbeinu Tam says, and we find also on this daf, Lamed Zayin and Aleph, Shehoyu Mikilim Rabbanan Debei Ravashi, the Talmidim and Ravashi's Yeshiva used to be Mekel. That whenever they made a halvoya, they wouldn't go to Rav Ashi, the Rosh Hashiva, that he should convene a bezin for the purpose of the prizbol to have a masri milai. Wahadodid used to be mekel. The bochim themselves would be mekel against this gemara. The gemara here says it has to be a choshev bezin like Rabbami Rabasi. The gemara the next daf says it doesn't even have to be. Three yeshiva bochim is also good enough.
Like a thousand dollars.
Yeah, like a thousand dollars. So the Rabbeinu Tam Bachfaket is knocking down. He's being Mekel. He's not even saying, I'm here. I'm the God of Lador, and therefore I had a right to make a prison. He says, Ginuk, if it's a Choshev Bezdin, and maybe you don't even need that. Maybe even three Yeshiva Bachim is good. So Yeshiva Bachim is a Zicha. Rabbeinu Tam Zicha Yeshiva Bachim. That's the Gemara that we're up to over here. That's
say
how they say.
You can always find.
Hetamei Rabbanim, the Rabbeinu Gershon made a cherem that you're not allowed to take a second wife unless it's a special case. Let's say the first wife is institutionalized and she can't function, whatever. So then, if you get a Hetamei Rabbanim, if you got together 100 Rabbanim from three different medinas, so then you could be mekel on the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. So the Nevi Yehuda has a famous tshuva where he says, do you really need 100 Rabbanim, Mei Rabbanim? Rabbanim means Taifsa Yeshiva, a Rav and a Kehila. In Europe, they used to have a Kehila. Had one Rav, they didn't have Queens, you have 50 Rabbanim. They used to have one Rav in a city, then the other city had one Rav, the other city had one Rav. So you have to talk again. 100, Amor HaRoat. You need to talk a Rav, a Taifas Yeshiva, a Moradas in the whole city. So the Nadi Behuda was Mekel, he said, it's enough if you have 100 Talmidei Chachamim. It's also good enough.
Wasn't it the custom that you should come to the base medrash? Were there a lot of yeshivas? They all signed.
So that's what the Rabbi Yehuda says in his tshuva, that it's not necessary to have 100 rabbonim who were in communities. It's enough, 100 talmidei chachamim. So years later, before the Second World War, Sir Rav Weinberg from Hildesheim Seminary, the Sri Deyesh said, the Yehuda was very machmeh, you have to have 100 Talmidei Chachamim. His man said, who's going to find 100 Talmidei Chachamim? Let's go back to 100 Rabbanim. it's easiest to find 100 Rabbanim than to find 100 Talmidei Chachamim. That's how they say that Rabbi Weinberg said like that. Anyway, but over here, the gist of the Rabbeinu Tam is that we are Mekel. You don't need the Gedolei Hador. It's enough if it's a respectable Bezdin in a generation, and maybe even you don't even need that. Maybe Masri Milai Hu Hador. That's where we left off. Rabbanan, the Bei Rav Ashi, we're on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, about 15 lines from the top. Rabbanan means the Talmidim. Rabbanan, the Bei Rav Ashi, the Talmidim and Rav Ashi's yeshiva, when they had made a loan and Shemitah was coming to an end, they would make a prusbul, so who would they go to? They wouldn't give over Moses to Rav Ashi. No. Masri, Milayhu, Lahadodi, they would give their words to each other. In other words, four bachrim, so I'm going to say, I'm going to make you a beznin, and then I give you over my chaybis. And then you'll make us a beznin, you'll give, obviously, you'll give us over your chaybis. And they didn't even write it. That's the next Gemara. Rabbi Yonasan and Masa Mili L'Rab Chiya Bar Rabbe. Rabbi Yonasan made a prusbul, he gave over to Rab Chiya Bar Rabbe. In his beznin, it was a beznin. Do I need anything more? Does it have to be written down, or is it enough if I just do it orally? There's no need even to write it. You can make the prusbul balpe, and there's no need to write it itself. It's not necessary. Now the Gemara is going to go on the details of the din that we learned last week. The Mishnah says in Shviyas that when you want to write a prusbul, it only works if the loiva has karka. We discussed whether the malva also has to have karka, and on the mice. But the loiva has to have karka. Why does loiva have to have karka? Because it should be considered kigovi domi. If the loiva has karka, so then the shibu nechosim. The shibu nechosim means that the karkos of the loiva are kinuyim. Doesn't stam mean you have a schus to collect from the property of the loiva. It's considered as if there's a kinyan b'miktzas. Shibu nechosim means. What does it mean, a mortgage? What does it mean, a lien? What does it mean, al-pi aloch alin? It means that the karkois of the loiva are considered as if they belong to the malva with respect to gviya. That's called kigovi domi. It's as if it belongs to him already with respect to gviya. So the din is, the loiva has to have karka, and then it's kigovi domi biyara malva.
To be encumbered.
So then it's considered kigovi domi, so he's not in violation of loigos. Moshe Shteros of Lebezin makes it that it's not really lo yigos, and if it's kigobi domi makes it that it's not lo yigos. If you have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you put it together, half and a half makes a whole. So it's considered as if the malva is not in violation of lo yigos. So the Gemara says, ain lo karka, what if the loiva himself doesn't have any karka? But at the time that the malva made the loan to the loiva, he was afraid to lend him the money, lest there's going to be a co-signer, lest there'll be an orev. So what if the orev has karka? The loiva himself had tishkin karka, but the orev has karka. So the Gemara says, good enough. Because in the event that the loiva doesn't pay, I can collect to the orev. And the orev has karka. So the karka, the orev is meshubit to the malva. So the malva is considered kigobi domi. That's a braisa. Tana Rabbanon, it says in the braisa, ain lo karka. The loiva himself does not possess any karka. However, below orev, yesh lo karka, but the cosigner possesses karka. So that's acceptable, because mala pruzbul, that's acceptable. What if neither of them has karka? What if neither the loive nor the orif possess any karka? But loive la orif ain lam karka, neither have karka. However, there's someone else who owes money to the loive, and the loive owes me. The loive owes me $1,000, the loive hatnishken karka, the orif hatnishken karka, no one has any karka. But someone else owes money to the loive, who in turn owes me. He owes him $100, and he owes me $100. Same amount. So then, loy v'lor v'ein lam karka. However, v'lachay v'lo yesh lo karka. But the one who owes him money has karka. So the brisa says kos mal approvesable. Why? Mid the Rabbi Nosson, based on the din of Rabbi Nosson. That's the famous din of Shibura the Rabbi Nosson. That what if A owes B and B owes C, so C can go collect from B. C can collect from B and say, you owe me $100, pay me the money. Can C go directly to A and ask him, you owe B and B owes me, so why should we drei a cup? And I should collect from the middleman, the middleman should collect from me. I want to go directly to you. So A can tine la baldvarm de diat. I never borrowed any money from you, go fly a kite. If B will ask me for the money, I'll pay him. I don't want to give you. So Rav Nosson learns that from a pasuk that's not a tine. Although, usually there is a tine la baldvarm de diat. I didn't borrow my money from you, so don't shepherd me. But if I owe you and you owe him, so then the halacha is he has a right to come and be taveya me directly. That's what we
only
learn
if
from the
person. The person doesn't want to pay, but if the other person says, it's only
if B
doesn't want to pay to A. But if B says he's willing to pay, he can go directly to C to collect.
I think you're still mad.
Still mad.
Unless I collect it already.
No, but
if C already collected from B, there's nothing to discuss.
If he pays him, then it's finished.
If he paid him, I buy him out,
but
he didn't pay him yet.
Right.
He didn't pay him yet, so then C has the right to go directly.
That's a Shibut Rav Nosson.
No, Mamish Loshon is a different story. Mamish Loshon is like this. If you have a pikotin of mine, you have a pikotin of mine, and you have it at home in New Jersey. It's not here with you. You don't have it in your pocket. And I want to give it to him. So I say, the three of us are here present. I say, the tikkun that you're holding that belongs to me, I hereby declare that it belongs to Nechemya. So he's kind of in my mishloshim. So then the Gemara says, not only if you possess a tikkun of mine, that you're a shomer on it, what if you owe me $1,000? I say, the $1,000 that you owe me should not be transferred to someone else who's here. So that's also my mishloshtan. But my mishloshtan, he doesn't know me, I don't know him. Yeah. He's just a good friend, I want to give him a matana. Here it's a different word. If I owe you, and you owe him, he has a right to be taver me directly, and I have no right to say, don't bother me, la baltran di diyad. Which is hoido? Which case do we have? What, the my mishloshtan you mean?
I don't know which.
No, the Maimish Loshan we had, the whole sugya is on Daf Yud Gimel. Yeah, Maimish Loshan, that's a takana de Rabbanan. Maimish Loshan, that if you have a pikotna of mine, or if you owe me money, and I want to give it a matana, I want to give the pikotna of the chov, I want to give it to someone else, and all three of us are present, so if I declare the matana should belong to him, so he's kind of, that's a takana de Rabbanan. That's on Daf Yud Gimel. But this is a din de Raisa, this is not a din de Rabbana, this is learned out from a pasuk.
That doesn't mean anything on the star is collectible even from three or four or the fifth person. You say one is a no, because it's just like a note. It's collectible. Who is the last one at the star?
Same thing.
Collect from the last person.
So he learns it out from a pasuk. The Tanya Rab Nosnaimer, he learns it out from a pasuk. Minayin l'nosha b'chaveir amon v'chaveir b'chaveiro. I lent you money and you lent him money, so I have the right to go collect directly from the third person. Minayin, how do you know? Shemetzi mizeh minoslozeh, that the third person can check for the first person. Tamar loyma, the pasuk says in Chumash, minoslan l'asher osham loy. What do you mean, minoslan l'asher osham loy? Shuta shal mikra doesn't say anything in the pasuk. The Gemara, Rav Nosson is darshaning, l'misha ha'osham shaloy. You have a right to go to the one who ultimately owes you the money. If you owe him and he owes me,
and today legally it's done that way. They put the lien on the property which is due to that person who
This is very weak, because if Shemitah, he will have a third one of the parties there. He might pay off that loan within, you know, three days or so, and then he's out of the equation, but you still have the third one. So you have the third party who comes in.
The
party comes in.
And there was a pool.
Bar on the land, they don't have cargo. But the guy who owes money, he has cargo. So right then they try to propose. What if he pays back the loan 2 days from now?
Same thing. What if the loiva had cargo at the time that he wrote the proofbook, and then he sells the cargo, he no longer has cargo.
But then he's meshubit. I mean, he can collect from the customer if he ultimately defaults. But if the creditor of the borrower ultimately pays off the property.
Same thing. Let's say he had a hotel. Let's say the loiva owes me $100,000 and he owns a hotel that's taka worth more than $100,000, and then I make a prusbul, and then the hotel burns down and the karka is only worth $1,000. But still, at the time that the prusbul was made, it was yeshlo karka. Now there's nothing to collect from. Now the karka is not worth the amount of the chayv. Still, as long as at the moment the prusbul was made, the karka was there, so you're lucky. So you made the prusbul a good time. So here also, true, later on, the other chayv will disappear, somebody will pay you up, and the other chayv won't exist anymore. But at the time that we made the prusbul, the karka was still present. The pasuk in Parshas Nos is speaking about Gezel Ager. It speaks about Gezel Ager. There is a din that if I steal money from somebody, I have to give him back his money. What if I stole money and he says, where's the money, and I swear falsely that I don't owe him the money? So I did another aver. Not only did I steal the money, not only did I not pay, I swore falsely. Is there an additional penalty? So the Torah says yes, that if I swore falsely that I don't owe you the money, not only do I have to pay you back the $100, I have to add on a chaymish, and I have to bring if I'll do tshuva later on. If I'll never do tshuva, I won't pay the money at all. I won't pay anything. But if someday before I die, I decide to do tshuva, and not only do I have to pay you the $100, the keren, the amount that I owe, you have to add on chaymish. Chaymish means 25%. Another $25 means when I'll make out the check for $125, so the $25 will be one-fifth of $125. We would call it 25%, a quarter, but the chumash calls it a chaymish, and I have to bring a carbon asham gzeilis to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's in Vayikra. That's in Parshas Vayikra, the end of Parshas Vayikra. See, here in Parshas Naso, Bamidbar Hei is added on one more knetch, the din of Gezel Ager. What if the man that I stole from and I swore falsely, what if he died? So the din is, I can't begin to bring the korban. I want to get a kapara. I want to get a kapara for stealing. And I want to get a kapara for having sworn falsely. And the Torah says the way to get the kapara is by paying keren, the chomish, and by bringing the asham gzeilas to the Beis HaMikdash. So what if he died? So if he dies, I'll pay the keren, the chomish to the yoyrish, and then I'll bring the korban. What if the man who died, hotnish ken yoyrish? Vidas gemolta, the man dies. The man liish goyel hashiv hashamelu. If the man died and there's no one to give it to, how is it possible? A man dies and he has no one. So the Gemara says because a gershin is geyer, katan shenayla dami, is not related to anybody, has no relatives. If he gets married and he has children, so he'll have children. But if he never was there to have children, so he has no relatives in the world. That's the marker for the din of gershin is geyer, katan shenayla dami. This is the pasuk. So it says in the chumash, if he dies and he has no yarshim. So I would have said, okay, so you can't pay the Karen Mechayimish, but at least bring the Asham Gzeilas to bring the Yosham. So the Gemara says, no. The Halacha says you can't begin to bring the Yosham before you pay the Karen. First you got to pay the money, and then you bring the Yosham. So what's he going to do? So he has no one to pay the Karen Mechayimish to. So it's not sure to have to bring the Yosham. So the Chumash says, special din, if it's Gezel Ager, and the Ger is Meis Vein Lo Yosham, you should give it to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Every week for 24 weeks they would rotate. Anshei Mishmar, and every 25th week, the same group of Kohanim would be back again. They would go back wherever. They live in New York. They would fly to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Hakrovas HaKarbonis for their week. It's only for their one day. The Anshei Mishmar were divided into six or seven groups, and every group had only one day. Yeah. So they fly. He flies, if he's interested, he flies to the Beis HaMikdash for a day, and he's makar a couple of Karbonis, then he goes back. Then 25 weeks later, if he's interested, he'll fly back again. And be makar karbanis with that Anshei Mishmar. So whenever it dawns upon me to do tshuva, whenever I happen to go to the Beis HaMikdash to give the money to the Kohanim, whichever Mishmar happens to be there, that's the one that I give the money to, the Anshei Mishmar of that day. They divide the money among all the Anshei Mishmar who are there in the Azora that day. And then after I've given my Karen HaChemish, then I can begin to bring the Asham Gezeilah. So the Lashon that the Gemari, the Pasuk uses the Lashon, it says if I stole money from, I stole $100 from you and then I swear falsely, so I have to pay you keren mechaymesh, and then I have to add on, I have to bring the asham gzeilus to the Beis HaMikdash. So the simple pshat is v'nosan lasher osham. Osham is a comment in a patach, it's a verb. I have to pay the keren mechaymesh to the one whom I had ba'avol, to the one asher hashamti negdo. I sinned to you. I sinned against you. That's the simple pshat. So the Gemara is darshing it as if it would say, "Benasan lasha oshom lo," the one to whom the keren belongs, not the one against whom I ba'avol, the one whom I have cheated. You have to give the money to the keren mechaymish, to the one who deserves to get the money. Who deserves to get the money? Someone else. Someone else. It means if I owe you, but you owe him, so then I should pay the money directly to him. And if he'll ask me for the money, I can't say labal dvarim didiyad. Usually, let's say, if I owe you money, and you have no time to chase after me. I live in a different country, so you keep on sending shluchim to collect the money. So when you send a shliach, and he comes with a letter that he was appointed as a shliach, shlucha shalom kamaisai, so the halacha is in Bava Kama, I can tell the shliach, go fly a kite, labal dvarim didiyad. I shlucha shalom kamaisai, kemosa hain kemosa lavan margen. The shliach never lent me the money, so I say I'm not mechuyev to be nizkak to you. The only way for you to collect your money is if you appoint a mursha. A mursha means you give over the debt to this shliach. So the shliach says, I'm coming to collect the money for myself. So that's where there's talk of one opinion in the Gemara. Once you make a mursha, you better appoint a good, an honest person. He can take the money and keep it in his pocket. One opinion in the Gemara is the only way for you to force payment. You can send letters to me, I'll throw all the letters in the garbage. I don't want to pay the money. And then you send the shliach, I'll say, sorry. So the only way for you to collect the money is to send a man whom you were makna the chayv to. Makna the chayv, so one opinion in Mars. If he wants to pocket the money, he tofas mitzvahs. If he keeps the money.
I give him 5% and then he does.
5%, that would be okay. But then he can keep the 5%.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's worth it. It's worth it to give him 5% so you can make a din Torah for all in order to collect his 5% to give me the rest. Okay. So here that's how the Gemara understands it. V'nasan lasher The Pashup Sham, Nasal Nasha Osham Lo, the one against whom I sin. And Rab Nasan Darshan says, Nasal Nasha Osham Lo, you give, he should pay the money to the one who deserves the Karen. The word Osham, Karen Vachaymish, the Gemara has, the word Osham appears in Chumash in different places. No, that's sitting, that's sitting. But the word Osham appears in Chumash sometimes in the sense of Karen. The $100, the original amount, before you add on the Chumash. So the Karen is sometimes referred to as Osham. So that's a Rab Nosson Darshan. Nosson Lasha Osham. Here, the Gemara has it here. Mainly Ishgoyle Hashiv Ha Osham. Eilav. Ha Osham Hamushu. The word Osham means the $100. So Rab Nosson Darshan is if an Nosson Lasha Osham Lo, the one to whom I should give the Karen. It means a third party.
Why is he Darshan Osham if it clearly says Osham?
I don't know.
That's another drash.
They have a lot of times like that. I don't know. I don't know. There must be. I don't know what. There must be some hechrich in the pasuk.
The low.
The nasan lasha osham low.
We know the two of them are talking about.
Nasan loy. The nasan loy. What does it mean? Nasan lasha osham low. So that's why he darshens. Yeah. The extra words in the pasuk.
It is same thing with the Yehoshua over there with no children. Would that go to the Kohanim?
No, that becomes hefker. No, that gershem is vein lo yershim, the nechassim become hefker and kol hakoydim zocha. That's the gemara bava kam. It becomes hefker. This is a special din because I owed the ger the money and I swore falsely
to him,
and I became already mechuyif to give the kerem chaimesh and the yershim. And then the ger dies. Then I can't bring the yershim till I give the kerem chaimesh. I can't. I have no one to give the kerem chaimesh to.
So the connection with the carbon.
With the carbon. So to enable me to bring the carbon, the Torah gives me a break.
You only pay the money to get the carbon, not to give it money.
Right. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same anshe mishma. Let's say I decide to do tshuva today, and I'll come to the Beis Hamikdash and I'll give the kerem chaimesh to the anshe mishma this week. And then I'll dilly-dally till I'll bring the Karban Oshem next week. Next week is already under new management, the different Anshei Mishma. So the Mishnah says that's okay. Farket Taiknish, if I bring the Oshem, if I bring the Oshem before I do the Karim Chaimish, then I'm not Yotze. Then the Mishnah says you have to do it over again. It'll be a Pasul Karban after bringing the Oshem all over again, because an Oshem is not Bob in the Dover. You can't volunteer an Oshem. If you're not Yotze the Mitzvah with it, so you can't volunteer to bring an Oshem that you're not Mechuyif. Mishnah has an interesting discussion. The Mishnah says in Shvius, it's a mistake on the side, it says Shvuas. They were afraid that somebody would be chayshed that he's a Galatianist, so he wrote Shvuas. Like my grandmother was a real Galatianist, so she never wanted to pronounce words Galatianish. I shouldn't make fun of her. I was brought up by my grandmother because my parents lived in Philadelphia and I had to go to yeshiva. So she would always change everything to U. So the mechitza and shul became a mechutza. She was afraid to say mechitza because I was going to make fun of her, a galatiana. So you should say she converted all the E's but converted into U's. So that's what they did over here. They wrote shvuas. It's not shvuas, it's shvias. It's a mishnah shvias. Shmita, shvias. So it says, Tanan Hasam, there's a mishnah in shvias. Hashvias mishameta says hamilve. That's the halacha. When shmita comes to an end, so the Malva is not allowed to chepa the loiva, he's not allowed to ask the loiva that he should pay the money. Bein bishtar, bein shaloi bishtar. It doesn't matter whether it's a milva al peh or a milva bishtar. Nice, innocent Mishnah. So the Gemara has a whole machlekes amaroim. What did it say in the Mishnah? What did it say? What's so complicated? Gemara says no. So Rabbi Shmuel have a machlekes against Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish. Rabbi Shmuel lived in Bavel, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Travayu, they both held that pshat is like this. The shtar means shtar sheyesh bo achrayis nechasim. Usually a shtar, it says in the document, kol nechasai mishubadim l'chayv zeh. It's usually going to say, all of the property that I have, all the karka that I possess, should be mishubid, you have a lien on all of my properties. And when it says in the Mishnah, shaloi bishtar, it doesn't mean a milva al peh. No, it means a milva bishtar without any achrayis nechasim. So if the Mishnah says, both milva bishtar with achrayis nechasim, and shaloi bishtar means it doesn't have the full status of a shtar. It's a milva bishtar without achrayis nechasim, and still shmita cancels it. So it's the hakal v'chaymer, koshke milva al peh. Certainly milva al peh shmita will cancel, because there's more svara to say that a milvah b'shtar that has shiba nechasim, that should be considered kegavi domi perhaps, and maybe the fact that it's kegavi domi should prevent the law of Shemitah from canceling the debt. Because the pasuk says, la'igos, I'm not allowed to chepa the loyfet, but if it's kegavi domi, I don't have to chepa him, it's considered as if I've collected it already. So Rabbi Shmuel teach the Mishnah, even if you have a milvah b'shtar with achrayis nechasim or a milvah b'shtar without achrayis nechasim, and kal v'chayim a milvah bal peh, Shemitah cancels everything. That's the way they read the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yechon, a very shlokish, dami travaya, they disagree. That is not true. When the Mishnah says b'shtar, it's only a special kind of b'shtar. It's a shtar she'ein bo achrayis nechasim. A shtar that doesn't have achrayis. What do you mean a shtar that doesn't have achrayis nechasim? Let's say I lend you $1,000, you give me a shtar that says you owe me $1,000 and you have witnesses signed on the bottom. So is there going to be achrayis nechasim or not? So that case is a machlokes hatanoim. That's a famous machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim. That's called in the Gemara language in Bav Metzi, another place, that's called whether achrayis to a sefer or achrayis lav to a sefer. It means like this: the fact that the shtar says that you owe me $1,000 and it doesn't say one way or the other whether there is Shiba Nechasim or there's no Shiba Nechasim. You have karkois, but you didn't write in the shtar whether the karka should be Meshubah or should not be Meshubah. So do you have the right to assume that it's Avada there's Achrayis Nechasim, which Meshugan is going to lend money without the Leiva making Achrayis Shiba Nechasim? So I should say it's a Tos Sefer, the omission, the fact that the Sefer left it out was partially a mistake. If it says in the document, I owe you money and there's no achrayis nechasim, it says explicitly no. No is no. If it says no achrayis, is no. But what if it just says, you owe me $1,000, it doesn't say one way or the other. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So some tanoim, we paskin la'alocha that achrayis, the lack of achrayis, is considered a tos sefer. It's muvan be'elov. It's self-understood that there certainly is achrayis nechasim. And whatever is self-understood in the shtar, you have a right to read in between the lines and consider it as if it were written. The Moshe the Gemara has in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. Let's say I have a document that says, sometimes they have these fancy handwritten ksubas, and the sefer made a mistake. He wrote, let's say, Chamesha Salafim Mishrameos V'chamishim V'shmoyne. So he forgot the Chamesha Salafim. Let's say he forgot to write Chamesha Salafim. He writes, Bishnas, he writes what day of the week, and then he says, Bishnas, Shva Meos V'chamishim Mishmoina. It's not Shva Meos V'chamishim Mishmoina. That was in the days of Mishushela. That was the Ottomarishan. It can't be. The document, or let's say they made a mistake, says, Chamesha Salafim, missing Shva Meos, says, Chamesha Salafim V'chamishim Mishmoina. What do you mean? It was written in the days of Rabbeinu Tam. So obviously, we know, you can tell from the paper that it's now. So it's obvious that it says Shrameos is missing. Or let's say it says Chamesh Elov Shrameos or Chamesh Mishmoina. It doesn't say Le Bria Salem. It doesn't say what. So what is it going to be? Since Hakomis HaMedina? Since the establishment of America? Obviously Le Bria Salem. Of course it's Le Bria Salem. So that's the Gemara of the Zohar Daf Yud. That if you're missing the Alofim, or you're missing the Meos, or you're missing Libriya, so I'm missing something that's obvious that there's something missing. So that's, you read it in between the lines. It's self-understood. Whatever is understood is doesn't pass a shtar. But the shail is, what about, it says you owe me money, but it doesn't say all of your karkois are meshubit. So that's a machloikis hatanaim. So we pass an achrayis to a sefer. The omission, the fact that the sefer omitted to write achrayis, it was a mistake on the part of the sefer. If it says explicitly he owes me money and the karkoi should not be meshubit, so nishtah is nishtah, there's no achrayis nechasim. That is no machlokes. But if it doesn't say one way or the other, so that's a machlokes satanai. So either that's what he means over here. Rabbi Yechon Mishlokesh Dam Tefar Shtar, when it says in the Mishnah Shtar, is a shtar she ein bo achrayis nechasim. What does it mean ein bo? Either it says explicitly that there's no achrayis nechasim, it says he owes him money, but his nechasim are not meshubit. But Tosis wants the two of a chiddush here. It's a questionable chiddush. The Tosis shtar sheyesh bo achrayis nechasim, the last two lines. Afagav degavim yemishabdi, even though if you have a shtar, the Tosis right here, lamed zayinim and aleph dibur maschol shtar. So the last two lines they write a very big chiddush. So you have to understand what they mean here. They write, even though if I have a shtar that says that you owe me money, And it doesn't say one way or the other whether they're Ishib and the Chosim. So we pass on halacha that they're Ishib and the Chosim, that they're omission, they're omitting to mention that the Shib and the Chosim is simply a slip. It's a mistake on the part of the Sefer, it's Muva Me'elav, it's self understood. You read it in between the lines, the Tesis claims, but it's still, if it would be written explicitly that there is Shimon HaChasim, then it's a stronger Shimon HaChasim than if it weren't written. With respect to what is a stronger, what's stronger? If the halacha of the Din HaChashim Mishpat is, if the Din of the Gemara is that Achrayis to a Sefer, it's considered as if it is written. So why is it better if it's written, if it's not written, the same thing? That's what Rabbi Kiveger asks on Taisvis. If this is really correct, that it's stronger if it is written than if it's not written, so he points out that Taisus has so many kashas in Shavuos. Taisus has a list of kashas. So should he not go off all the kashas with this vort of this Taisus? So he's pointing out that he thinks the other Balei HaTaisus don't agree with this. It's a difficult svara. Why? If you go even a chosim shabadim, if you say that there is even a chosim, even if it doesn't say, so why is it stronger if it is? I mean, in common sense terms. Emotionally, you're more secure about collecting.
It's not contestable.
Okay.
Not contestable.
And it is. The
other way is contestable, yeah. But you win without a lawyer.
But if you money on your ready right, so it doesn't matter to write yes or no. So therefore, it is kind of a dildo, and a dildo, in all cases, you can learn.
Yeah. Okay. But the question, I'll be halacha wives. Emotionally, we understand. I'll be halacha wives. It's problematic. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says now. Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish claim, when the Mishnah says in Shviyas that a milveh b'shtar also is cancelled, alvo, a milveh b'shtar is cancelled by Shemitah, unless you make it provable, so it means only a shtar she'embo achrayis nechosim, only a shtar either that says explicitly that there's no shim nechosim, or Tosfos wants the two of achidish, even if it doesn't say one way or the other, despite the fact that the milveh can collect from shim nechosim, but since it doesn't say mefurish, so it's shvacher, it's weaker. We don't know what they mean, and therefore it would be subject to the laws of Shemitah. And then when the Mishnah says, "Bein bishtar ben shaloi bishtar," that shaloi bishtar means milvah peh. Shaloi bishtar means milvah peh. But what if you have a milvah bishtar and it says in the shtar all the karkoes of the loive on the shuvah to the malve? In that case, there's no Mishnah, and in that case, the din would not be correct. The din would be that Shemitah would not cancel. You wouldn't even need a perusbol. Shemitah cannot cancel lechayv, which is kigavi domi. And if you have a milveh b'shtar, where it says in the shtar all the nechosim ha-meshubah to the malveh, so that's considered kigavi domi. Last week we spoke about the machlekes b'shama and b'silo. Rashi refers it to Soita daf chafei, 10 lines from the bottom of the Rashi, tells you to look in Soita daf chafei and aleph, where there's the machlekes b'shama and b'silo, where they stay shtar chayv ha-meligvis kigavi domi, or lav kigavi domi. So the Rabbi Natam writes in the Sefer Yosher. And the Rishonim quoted also. It's not such a pekiyas. Taisus quotes it a little bit, and the other Rishonim quoted it even more explicitly. So the Rabbi Natam says, when is there a machlekes b'shamim b'sil, where there's kigavi domi? That's if there's a suffik chayiv. But the case of the woman is a seita, and the husband died before he had a chance to give her the maimamorim, so we don't know if she's entitled to the ksuba or not. So if it's a suffik chayiv, then it's machlekes b'shamim b'sil, who's called muchzak? What if you have a vadai chayiv? Not disputed. I lent you money, you might admit that you owe me the money. No question, just the Shemitah comes to an end. So the Rabbi Natam says, even the Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai that the Shtar Chayv HaMeligvus is Kigavi Dami. It is Kigavi Dami. It's a Vadai Chayv, it's Kigavi Dami. So that's what Rabbi Yechon HaMeish Lakish said. Avo Shtar Sheyesh Ba'achrayis Nechasim. Eino Meshameit. You don't even need a prusbo. Why is Eino Meshameit? Because Kigavi Dami. So there's no loyigos. I don't have to ask you for the money. It's considered as if I'm holding it in my hand. The fact that I have the shtar chayv that has mamash even the chosim is everything is kigavi dami. So the shad is how do we paskin? That's the shad. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says Givald is a brayser that says beferish like Rabbi Yechon HaMeish Lakish. Tanya kavasa the Rabbi Yechon HaMeish Lakish shtar chayv mishameit. Even if you have a milveh b'shtar. But that the Mishnah said like that. Even if you have a milveh b'shtar, Shemitah will still cancel it. Yeah, but it doesn't say whether it's with nechosim, with shib nechosim or without. Then it says, v'im yesh ba'achrayis nechosim, eina mishamei. Shteit b'feirish, like the chiddush of Rabbi Yechon HaMeish Lakish, that if there's a milveh b'shtar that has achrayis nechosim, Shemitah will not cancel. Tanya Yidach, the second brayser, says the same thing also. Tanya Yidach shtei. First it says one half, not enough. Then the next line says the whole din. Seem Lysad Achas Bahalbasa means like this. Let's say I lend you $1,000. And you give me a shtar, and you have a lot of real estate all over New York, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona. You have all over the world, you have all kinds of karka, a rich man. And then you write, Kol nechasim shibadim l'chayibzeh. Then I come later on, you don't pay me the money, I go to the bezna, I want to collect. So I say, oh, it's time to collect. I want to have the hotel that you own in Yerushalayim, whatever. I want to collect this hotel. And then you say, no, you want to give me a piece of karka in Texas or whatever that you want to get rid of. It's worth the same amount of money, worth the same $100,000, whatever, but you want to get rid of this. So who has the right? Does the Malva have the right to demand my favorite karka? So the Gemara says, the loive can pay with any karka he wants. The Malva and a loive, the loive has to, there's Idis, Beinonis, and Ziburis. That's later in Perikan Izokin. So there are three, roughly speaking, we divide all real estate into three categories. Mitaltalim, let's say, svarim and furniture and clothing and books and whatever, that's always called Idis, that's always called Meitav, because if he can't sell it here, so he can bring it to another city, another country, and sell it there. Eloi mizdaben hocha, mizdaben b'masachrita. But karka, shteitav anard. So karka, if it's ziburis, if it's a lower quality, a weaker quality karka, so there's no way to make it into a better quality. So on karkois, in real estate, that stands still, so we divide all the real estate into three levels, roughly speaking. There's Iris, that's Meitab, then there's Beinan, is medium, mediocre, and then there's Iburis, the Shvacha Karkos. And the Mishnah says, when it comes to a Halvoa, a Balchoiv, so the Malva doesn't have the right to demand Iris. Okay. It says in Chumash, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karma, Yishalem, that's by Mazikin. All the Choptal and Ovis Mazikin collect from Meitav. That's what Gemara says. They're all called Ovis. Kulum kavas l'shalami meitav. All the choptal and rovas nazikin have a right to collect from meitav. But a balchoy doesn't have the right to collect from meitav. He only has a right to collect from beinanis. And exubasish only has a right to collect ziburis. So let's say balchoy. The balchoy, I lent him $100,000 and he doesn't pay. And the bezdin is going to confiscate one of his properties. He's going to take a property that's worth that amount that he owes me. So he has many beinanis. He's not mechuyev to give me the yidis. I want yidis. He's not mechuyev to give me the yidis. He has to give me at least the beinanis. So he has many beinanis that are worth $100,000. So I cannot demand the one that I want. He always has a right to shift me to the one that he wants to get rid of, as long as it's beinanis. He has no right to stick me with zipuris. If he has beinanis and he has zipuris, he can't stick me with zipuris. He has to give me something that's beinanis. But what happens if he gives me an apaitiki? At the time that I lend him the $100,000, I say, look here, if you don't pay me the money within 5 years, I want to get this karka, this specific karka, I want to get, and even if it's Idis, whatever, Idis, Beinanis, whatever it is, I have my mind, I want it. So if you specify, you write it in the shtar, then when it comes the time to pay, say if he pays, he pays. I say he pays, I have no right to confiscate any of his property. But if he doesn't have any check, he doesn't have any money to pay, and he says, okay, I surrender, confiscate, says, okay, I have the shtar, I want to take this karka. So then he no longer has the choice to shift me to some other karka. That's exactly what the apotiki accomplished. Apotiki, the Gemara, the Tanoim used to borrow Latin and Greek terms from the Goyim. So the Gemara, a Latin word. So the Gemara always takes these words and breaks it up, makes it into a Hebrew word, like afikomen. They knew Apikaimen was a Greek word that means dessert, but they Apikomon and Libataiko, the Gemara said. So here also, Apoiteki was a Latin word. So they said, Apoitehekoi, you should take this karka. Apoi, on this one, Tehekoi, Dolsteindo, you should take this karka. Whatever the derivation is, okay. They did it a lot of words like that. Not the Greek word, they want to make it Yiddish.
When he writes Kolakakos, the person who gives the who signed the shtar, who borrowed the money, he remains the owner of Kol HaKarkos, and he can say, I want to give this, I want to give this. But the moment he signs on one particular
specific,
then he's no more the balabos on it.
Right.
It only becomes the balabos when the money is paid.
Right.
It's not because he cannot do anything with it.
No, he can do it. It still belongs to the loiver.
But he can't sell it.
The mal, he can even sell it. I lend you money and you give me a shtar. Four kinds, Taisa says. One kind is I lend you money and you give me a shtar, And you don't write explicitly all the karkos on Meshubet, but nonetheless, we say Achrai is Toz Zeifer. The fact that it's not mentioned was a mistake, and there is Shiva Nechaz. And then Taisa says, above that, a higher level of stronger level of Shiva is if it's written. We don't understand what Taisa means. What's higher than that? If he single out a specific karka, single out a specific karka, make an apaitiki, you say, in the event that I don't pay, you have the right to collect this particular karka. So then it's even a stronger sheep in the chosman than stam, kol nechosim shubadim lechayv zeh. In what sense is it stronger? So the Gemara says you can no longer shift me to another karka. But let's say if this karka that we singled out, at the time that we singled it out, it was talking worth $100,000, and now it went down in value, and now it's only worth $50,000. So it comes time to collect. I collect that karka, it's only worth 50,000, then I gotta collect some more karkos. I collect other karkos. But then there's another thing that's called apotiki mefurish. Apotiki mefurish is where you write, la yehelech piroi ne'ele mizeh. I say, I owe you, I borrowed $100,000, I owe you the money. In the event that I don't pay you the money by 5 years from now, whatever, you only have the right to collect from this karka and nothing else. So then even if the value of the karka went down, so the malva lost. Malva went up, he never collects more than the chayv. He never collects. The chayv is $100,000. Yeah, he can never, you're right. He can never collect more. The loiva should. It doesn't matter. The malva never collects more than the chayv. But that's how we assume. Whatever, he never collects more than the chayv. That's how we assume. There's some Rishonim hold not so, but we paskin he never collects more than the chayv. So here the brisa starts like this. Tanya Idach, there's another brisa that starts off. If the loiva borrowed money from the malva, he made an apaitiki. Not an apaitiki mefurish. He made an apaitiki. If he see him loisar achas, even elafilu kasav played. Kol nachasi achrayim avroin lecho. All of my karkoes. On meshuvah to you is also ein mishami. Stay the fairish like a bechel me shlokish. The price is. Gemara says we don't pass them like that. Kinyan lachatzoy is considered as if the karka of the loiva is connected to the malva with respect to gviya. With respect to gviya, you can have a kinyan lachatzoy. Let's say I want to sell you the peiros that are going to grow lachatzoy, partial machzor the shlishul of here. Let's say I have an apple tree and I want to sell you the apples that are going to grow ishnas topshin samach. So that's the chadova shel abaliyot. How can I sell you the peiros that are going to grow? So I'll sell you the tree with respect to the peiros that will grow in Topshin, Topnun, Samach, whatever. So then it is good. That's called the chadova shel abaliyot. The tree is chadova shel abaliyot. So we're shutvim. We're shutvim. There's a shutviz that I own 50. the Brisa. Gemara says we don't pass them like that. Kinyan lahatzoy is considered as if the karka of the loy is connected to the mother with respect to gviya. With respect to gviya, you can have a kinyan lahatzoy. Let's say I want to sell you the pears that are going to grow lachatzoin, partial, machzo l'shlish l'viyah. Let's say I have an apple tree and I want to sell you the apples that are going to grow ishnas topshin samach. So that's the chadovish l'abaliyot. How can I sell you the pears that are going to grow? So I'll sell you the tree with respect to the pears that will grow and topshin topnun samach, whatever. So then it is good. That's called the chadovish l'abaliyot. The tree is chadovish l'abaliyot. So we're shutvim. There's a shutvis that I own 50, you own 50%. Then there's a shutvis I own 90%, you own 10%. Then there's a shutvis you own 90%. Then there's another shutvis. I own the tree with respect to all other purposes. You own the tree with respect to the schus of Aroy Ashbach of the Paris that are going to grow in another 3 years. That's also shutvis. The amount of the chov that's owed. No, that he only owes it with respect to Gviya Sachay. So if it turns out that it's in excess of the Alvoya, then he doesn't get it. It's a Kinyan Lachatzoin, means the Karkois of the Lova are Kinuyim to the Malva with respect to Gviya Sachay. But not for more. He has no right to take more. So again, there was a Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish against Rabbi Shmuel. How do you read the Mishnah Shviyas? What if there's a milvah b'shtar where it says b'feirish kol nechasim b'shabatim l'chayv zeh? Do you need a prusbul or do you not need a prusbul? So Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish both held you don't need a prusbul, and there's one brice after another, two explicit brices that say b'feirish like that. So it should be that should be the din. So the Gemara tells a story. Once upon a time, Kreve de Rabbi Yassi, a relative of Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Yassi lived in Eretz Yisrael. Tosis points out there was Rabami v'Ravasi. They didn't have smicha, they lived in Bavel, because there's no smicha in Bavel. Then Rebbe Yassi, Rebbe Yassi lived in Eretz Yisrael, they had smicha. Only those who lived in Eretz Yisrael had smicha. Those who lived in Bavel never had smicha, unless they went to Eretz Yisrael, you can get smicha. But it was expensive to travel to Eretz Yisrael, so most of the Amorim didn't have smicha. So the Gemara tells a story. Kreve de Rebbe Yassi, a relative of Rebbe Yassi, Havalei Hahushtara de Havikosa Be'ach Reis Nechosim. He was a Malvi, he lent money to the Levi, he had a shtar that said, the other one owes money and all the karkos I'm a shubin. Sure. Also the kamei de Rebbe Yassi, he came to Rebbe Yassi, yes, do I have to make a prusbul? Zoktane? Mishame teine mishame, do I need a prusbul? Zoktane mishame? Because it was a talmid of Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in Eretz Yisrael. They passed him like Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish that you don't need a prusbul. Shafke, so he said thank you very much and he left and he goes and asked the other rabbi.
He
told him a kula. What did he ask the other rabbi? He told him a kula. So she said, thank you very much and goodbye. No, he's nervous. Shafke, he also the comment to Rabbi Yechon, goes to Rabbi Yechon and he says, what do you say, Rabbi? Zokta, you do need a prusbul. Amalei, mishame, you need a prusbul because you're not going to make a prusbul. Shemitah will take effect. Also, Rabbi Yassi, so he goes back, he was the relative of Rabbi Yassi. Goes and tells Rabbasi, he tells him, Rabbi Yechanan told me you do need a prusbul. Why did you tell me that I don't need a prusbul? You almost were machshime, I would have lost my money. So Rabbi Yassi went to Rabbi Yechanan, he says, what did you tell the balabot? You yourself were the one who said you had a braisa. Also Rabbi Yassi, the kamei, Rabbi Yechanan, omalei, mishamet, reina mishamet, what's the din, Rabbi? He thought that the balabot misunderstood. He tells him the same sack, omalei, mishamet. I, v'hamaruhu, diomar, reina mishamet, but you were the one who gave the shia. You said that if I have a shtar, and it says mefurish in the shtar chayis nechasim kigobi domi, so shmita doesn't affect it. Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan says I gave a shiur. Give me a shiur on Tuesday night. I didn't say what the deal is. He says mechim v'neish anu medamim nasa maisa, because I have a pilpul. So therefore you're going to paskal aloha. No, you don't. The aloha is that you still need a pilpul. So frekta, what do you mean a pilpul? Tanya kavasi demar. But there's a bright. The two brises that support your position. So you're right. So you should pass like, so forget about what you said, but pass like the Bryces said before, so after the Bryce is not conclusive, it could be that the Bryce follows Beishamai Shita. Beishamai we know from Seita Daf Chafei that they're of the opinion that the Nechosim HaMeshubadim, the Karkois of the Lova HaMeshubah to the Malve, that is considered as if it's Muchzuk, as if the Malve is Muchzuk on the Karka. Muchzak that you say Amoitza Machaber Olaf Arayf, there's a Sufik Mamin, the Malva is considered Muchzak, not that the Loif, whenever there's a Sufik, the Malva does collect. We don't pass them like that, we pass them whenever there's a Sufik, the Malva does not collect, because the Loif is considered Muchzak. So Beishamai, who holds Shtar Choyf Haim and Ligvis, says Mamish Kigavi Dami, even by a Sufik Choyf, by Sufik, whether the woman has a right to collect the Ksubah. So according to Beishamai, Kigavi Dami, so Shemitah will not cancel, because there's no Lo Yigvis. But we don't pass him like Beishamai, so maybe those Brises are Shalai Talocha. That's what he says. Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan answers Rabbasi, Dilma Hahi, maybe those Brises are Beishamai, the Amri, their opinion is, Shtar Choyf Haim and Ligvis is Kigavi Dami. If you have a case where it would be kigavi dami, is there any case where the Beisila would agree with the Beis Shammai that it's kigavi dami? Is there any case? So that's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban over here. The second brisa that we read started off like this: Siim laisod achas ba'alva asay. If it's an apaytiki, not apaytiki mefurish. If there's an apaytiki that is singled that one specific field. So then the brisa seems like it starts off by saying that's a stronger form of Sheba Nechasa. Stronger Sheba Nechasa. So then the brisa continues, V'loyoy, not only the case of Apoitiki, even Afilu Kasa Kol Nechasa, even a regular case. So Rabbi Yechanan says, maybe the second half of the brisa is only Beishamai. What about the first half of the brisa? So you can't tell. The brisa sounds like it says that's more Svara. More Svara only within Beishamai? Or does it even mean that Beisila would agree in that case? So Allah Lamaisa, that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. We pass in that even a milvah b'shtar where it says achrayis nechasa. We pass like Rav Shmuel, that you do need a prusbul, that Shemitah will cancel unless you make a prusbul.
How about when you say it?
But if you have an apaytiki, so that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban.
Because the law is not a general law, it's a more because it's a business transaction. Versus money, versus a particular hotel or park or
right.
Something. It's so not like a general loan.
So there's more svara to say that that's kikavi dami, right?
Not a loan.
No, still a loan. It's still a loan, but it's stronger. The sheep is stronger.
Or maybe considered incomplete business transaction.
Okay. We have another case where I lend you money. See this. If I lend you money and it says in the shtar ol nechasim ha'meshuba, said Beishamai hold, that's enough to remove the din of Shemitah. Because kigavi dami, it's considered as if the malva is muchzak on the chayv. So we don't paskin like the Beishamai, so we're not sure whether Rabbi Yechon Mish Lakish had this shaila, we're not sure whether you should say kigavi dami, that the laws of Shemitah shouldn't apply. So we don't, chnei shanam adam nasam, I said, we're not sure, so we would require a prisma in such case. What if you have an apaytiki? So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that's better. Maybe there's another case where I lend you money and I have nechasim shubad mepesa, fancy, deluxe shiba nechasim, that should for sure, even Beisila would be mighty. So the Gemara says, yeah. What if I lent you, let's say, a sum of money and you give me a diamond ring or you give me some mashkin, you give me something as a mashkin? And we have a din, the Gemara learns later, Bal Choyv, Koyne Mashkin, two lines from the bottom. Omer Ab Yitzchok, Nemayin Le Bal Choyv, She Koyne Mashkin. If I lend you money, and the Loiva gives a Mashkin to the Malva. So it says in the Chumash, let's say, the Loiva is such a poor man, all he has is one suit to wear in the daytime, and one pair of pajamas to wear at night, one bathrobe to walk around at night. So really, if I lend the money, gives me a Mashkin, I have a right to hold the Mashkin until he pays me back the money. But the Torah says I have to give him a break, I have to have Rachmanis. So it says if he needs the Ksus Yom Bayom, if he has 10 other suits, so don't bother me. So where are the other 10 suits? Don't ask me to give you back this suit. Shabbos suits, for Shabbos I'll give you back. If he really needs the suit, he doesn't have any other suits. The Torah says I have to give him back his Ksus Yom Bayom, I have to give him back his Ksus Laila Balaila if he needs it. So then it says in the Pasuk, and the Rebbeinu Shlom promises, if you'll do this mitzvah, of giving him back, it'll be farechent as if you did a mitzvah of tzedakah. The basa mitzvah of tzedakah, I give him back his own. That's my tzedakah. Tzedakah is I forgive from my pocket. Man, I'm nice enough. Robin Hood steals from the rich and he gives to the poor. That's not, he's paid for them to do tzedakah. Tzedakah means you give from your own. So Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchak learns from that, minayin lebachov shekone mashkan, how do I know from the Chumash? That if the Loiva gives a mashkin to the Bal Choyv, that he's koinig. What do you mean he's koinig? He has a stronger. Not allowed to use it. No, that'll be riddus. That'll be riddus. If I lend you $1,000 and give me a mashke, and then let's say you give me a diamond ring, and my wife wears it at all the weddings and everything, and she wears the jewelry, and then at the end you give me back the thousand. You give me back the $1,000, I give it back the ring. So it comes out that you paid me back the $1,000 plus the use of the ring for a couple of months. So that's ribbis. I'm not allowed to use the mashkin. But the halacha says, I'm kain a mashkin, does mean kain. It means I have a stronger sheep in the chosim than I'm playing karka. When you borrow money from me and you write kol nechosim shubadim, that's a lower level of sheep in the chosim. And then if you make an apotiki, is a little stronger. But if you give a mashkin, then it's even stronger than that. So where do you know from the Chumash that it's a stronger Shemachas Mishinamar? Because the Pasuk says that's the last line. L'choti Yitzdoke. The context is when you give him back his Tzus Yom Bayom and it's Tzus Laila Balaila, it's Farechan to see if I did a mitzvah. So he argues, Emein HaKoine, Tzdoke Minayin, Vosfat Tzdoke, Tzdoke Eist, I give him my money, not I give him back his own money. So it's a Rai from the Mashmoyes HaPasuk, from the fact that the Chumash uses that terminology, Tzdoke, that the Bachayim is kind of mashkin.
That's what not is considered ribbit. The stoker that I have, the mitzvah, is not considered ribbit.
Apparently not yet. So that's a shayla. What does he mean? What does the member of Rav Nachman mean? Bachov kona mashkin. He's really kind of the mashkin. He can use it? No, he's not allowed to use it. What, he can sell it? No, he can't sell it either. He can't use it. He can't do anything with it.
The one who borrowed the money, the one who wants the mashkin back, Araya Levonov. He has to prove that he gave the money, that it was mashkin. So therefore, in the corner, that it means he hold on to
it. Means I'm mukhzak. Okay, I'll hold on to the mashkin until you prove that you paid back.
The Rai Lefonov.
What do you need a pasuk for? I'm mukhzak. It's understood. I have it in my pocket. I'm not going to surrender. You don't have to give me any philosophy. I'm not going to give you back the mashkin until you give me back the money. What is the pasuk telling me over here? So the nesibis. The Nesibis has... Right, we'll get to the Rashi. We'll get to a very shverer Rashi. Very shverer Rashi. Rashi says like this. The bottom Rashi all over Shah says the same. Rashi says like this. Let's say I loan you $1,000, you give me this diamond ring that's worth $1,000, and I lost the diamond ring on Oynes Gomer. On Oynes Gomer, I lost the diamond ring. So Rashi says I don't get my $1,000 back. So Taisa says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Bav Metzia is beferish against Rashi. Bav Metzia daf pei beis. Bav Metzia daf pei beis stayed beferish. You do get your money back. He's, I'm only a shoyel mesocha rana. I'm not a shoyel that I'm chai b'yon. The Peladik Rashi said there's a gigantic shach, long shach. Shach zetzachayin, he paskins like Rashi. He insists that the din is like Rashi, that you're chai b'yon. So very shver, we have to understand what does Rashi mean. So with respect to what is he saying over here? What is Rav Nachman, what is Rav Yitzchak want? The Bachov Kona Mashkin. What is the memory? The Gemara is using the din of Rav Yitzchak and Shtelling Tzu to Shmiteh, Shtel Tzu to Bal Yirah Ba'imotzeh, Shtel Tzu to Kiddushin. Taisus here quotes all the Gemaras. What's the original din of Rav Yitzchak before you make any Tzushtel? So the Nesiva says, if you look in the Gemara in Psochim, here on the right hand side, on the bottom line, when they quote Rav Yitzchak, second line from the bottom, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Balchov Kona Mashkin. So on the right-hand margin in the Masoras HaShas, he gives you all the cross-references where it appears. So one of the crucial Gemaras, they're all important. One of the crucial Gemaras is Psochem Lamed Al. Psochem Daf Lamed, there's a Machlekes Abaye Berover. I lent you money 5 years ago. And you write, Kol Nechasem Shabbatim L'Choyv's there. And you have all kinds of karkos all over the world. 5 years go by, you don't pay the Choyv. I come, I say, pay the money, you have no money to pay. So I say, Bezin's going to take away the car. So they say, you have no bearer. So the Bezin takes away a field. When they take the field and they give it to me, from what point of time on does that karka belong to me? They say, Balchayv mikana lahabu hugayva, mishaz givia v'yelech. Or maybe you should say, Balchayv lemafreya hugayva, that the karka belongs to me. It was kinyan lahatzoyin. So the Gemara has a chapten al kamina. What if I was magdish, I lent you the money. I was magdish the soda in between. I lent you the money 5 years ago, and I tell the gizbar, I know this shlamil is never going to pay. He doesn't know what he's doing in business. I'm donating. I'm magdish the soda now to hegdish. And then it turns out later, the kachave, he never pays, and I collect the soda. So was I magdish adova shalot boli yoyla? The karka didn't belong to me. I just had the Sheba Nechasim I had, but it wasn't mine. Or he say no. If Libisof it turns out that the Leiva doesn't pay, then I say Igloya, Muslim Afreya, retroactively, Balchayv Lamafreya Hugayv. Huh? So that's the Machlaikas Abai Verovin. So Abai holds that it's Lamafreya Hugayv. Shaloy Bishusa, Abai holds that it is. It is Shaloy Bishusa.
If you sell it, right? It would be the same thing if you sell it. Sell
it, yeah. If I say, if the Malva sells off the Malva.
Maybe Avarim, the Bezodo, that I can get into the other way, he can sell this hut to the field to somebody else.
I'm sure what you're asking. I don't know. Why can't he sell this hut? I don't know. But the Gemara somehow doesn't consider that. I don't know why not. The Gemara says, Machlekes Abai v'Rovre, and we pass in Balchoy Mikana Lahabo Goyve. We always pass like Rovre, except for Yalkagam, the six cases we pass like Abai. This is not one of the six. So the din is like Rovre, that Balchoy is Mikana Lahabo Goyve. Then the Gemara says, but there's one case where the Shibud Nechasim of the Malva is so strong that if Lebesov, the Leiva doesn't pay and the Malva collects it, is it, we declare the Balchoy, the Mafrei who gave it. What's that case? Balchov Kona Mashkin. So the Gemara says that's the original, that's what the Nesiv is, the Simenayim Beis. Simenayim Beis on Chayshim Mishpat is all about Dinei Mashkin. So that's what this gigantic Shach is, where the Shach says that he's going to pass him like Rashi, that even if the Malva loses the Mashkin Ba'oinis Gomur, he doesn't get the Choyt back. We'll have to discuss that Shitas Rashi. So then the Nesivis discusses, the Nesivis says the Shach is wrong. A lot of things Shach says are wrong. And then the Nesivis says, what's the Iker, what's the original member of Rabbi Yitzchok, Bachol Kar Mashkin? What's the original din? So he says, this is the original din, that the Shiba Nechasim, usually there's only Shiba Nechasim on Karka, not on Metaltalin. Why? Because Karka, I'm more assured of collecting. It's Nechasim Sheish Lamachais, it's real estate. But what happens if you gave me a mashkin and it's mamish tachas yadi? So that's even, I'm more assured of that. It's better.
Yeah, I have it already.
And it's even better than real estate.
Yeah.
So that's what the Gemara says. We're going to read the few lines. The Gemara says, Balchov kana mashkin is only chalan metaltalin, not on karka. This special din, the din of Shiva Nechasim is only on karka, not on metaltalin. Because the Nechasim are tachas yad haloive. But if the Malva takes metaltalim of the loiva tachas yod dosha la Malva, so then he's more secure of collecting. So then the din of Rabbi Yitzchok, Bachov Kanam, he's holding on to it. So then the din of Rabbi Yitzchok sets in that it's a stronger Shiba Nechasim than Stam Karka. And then I apply the din of Balchov Lamafrei Hugoiva. If ultimately the loiva never pays and I keep the Mashkin for myself, Bezdin gives me permission, I have a right to keep it. Then I say, not only does it belong to me, Mikana La'ab, it belongs to me, Mila Mafreya. The Mafreya Bachoyf, the Mafreya Hugoyf. So that's the one Nafkamina. Is there any other Nafkamina in this original din of Rabbi Yitzchok? So the Nesivis writes, yes, there is another Nafkamina. He says, there is a Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin. It's another one of the Marmakarim is there. Kiddushin Nafchesan Beis, where there's a little hidden Rashi that no one ever notices. The Nesiv Yosef was the first one who read that Rashi. He says, Rashi says the following. Let's say I lent you $1,000 and you give me a shtar. You did give me a shtar, you didn't give me a shtar. I want to sell a chayf to somebody else. I want to sell it. You owe me $1,000, but I have to wait a few years till I collect, and I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. I don't have any gedul to go back and forth. I want to sell a chayf to somebody else. Discount it, fine. So how can I transfer the chayv? How do I sell a chayv to somebody else? So the Gemara gives my mishloshtam is one case. You owe me $1,000, and I say the money that you owe me belongs to me. That's only midirabbanan. That's only midirabbanan.
Yeah.
Let's say everybody. So that my mishloshtam is only midirabbanan. Is there any form or fashion whereby I can sell the chayv to somebody else min ha-Torah? So the Rishayim say no. There's no way. The Gemara says no. There's no way to transfer. What if it's a milva bishtar? What if I have a document that says that you owe me $1,000? So then the Gemara says, ksiva mesira, I can sell. So the Rabbein and Tam says, mechir shtaris is only the Rabbanan. There's no way to sell a chayv min ha-Torah. There's no method to sell a chayv. So the Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Ches on the day sounds like he says, what if I loaned you $1,000 and you gave me a mashkin? And I hand over the mashkin to somebody else. Giving over the mashkin transfers the chov min ha-Torah. Why should it be so?
Yeah.
It's not a secret. A riddle. Why should it be so?
It's a bison.
Can I give it to somebody else?
Okay, I have to ask him permission. Does he give me permission to give it to another person? I'm not allowed to use it. The other guy's not allowed to use it. He may not trust the other guy. So he gives me permission so I can be makna the chol by transferring the mashkin. So why should that work? Why should that work?
The mashkin is
a kinyan.
What's a kinyan?
I have to own.
No, Bachov Kona Mashkin.
Transfer the mashkin to somebody else.
But by giving over the mashkin to the other party, why should that transfer the chayv? If Minatar, there's no way to transfer a chayv, not a milvah b'shtad, not a milvah b'balpeh, so why should Mesiris HaMashkin work?
So there was a
young Talmud Chacham in Europe, who learned by Rav Velvel of Soloveitchik. His name was Rav Yonah Karpilov. He was killed by the Nazis. Killed at Bacher, probably in his 30s. A lot of the shiurim from Rav Velvel of Soloveitchik that they have, Kiddushi Agriz Alashas, were written by him. It says at the end, Nichta Vayideh Yud Kuf. That's Yonah Karpilov. It just has Rashi Tevis. A lot of the shiurim HaKotchim, Zvachim, Menachas, everything, a lot of it was written by him. So this Rabbi Yonah Karpilov wrote over a lot from Rav Velvel, tons of Torah from Rav Velvel, then he wrote a few chidushim on his own. So after the war, after he was killed by the Nazis, his brother put out a little skinny sefer, Lemaskeres, Divrei Torah from the one who was killed, it's called Yonah Selim, a pasuk in Tehillim. Yonah Selim means the muted dove who can't speak anymore. Nebuchadnezzar, his brother was killed by the Nazis, he can't say any more Torah. So he printed his chidush Torah from that little sefer, Yonah Selim, 70 pages, a skinny little sefer. But that little sefer, there's one shtickle Torah that stands out from all the others, this one, on the Balchov Kona Mashkin. So he says, he writes over, he heard a shiur from Rav Baruch Ber Leibovich, in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. The shiur was in Yiddish. So the whole Dvar Torah is in Hebrew, except for the punchline. The punchline is in Yiddish. And he repeats this shtickle Torah. He has three different essays where he repeats the same shtickle Torah. That the vort of Rav Yitzchak is, that usually a chayiv, when somebody owes me money, when I own a jacket, so this is the thing that I own. When I own karka, this is it, I can touch it. When I own a chayiv, I can't touch it. It's a dov shem or mamish. When I lend you money and you give me a mashkin, so the mashkin is considered the physical embodiment of the chayiv. And he quotes Rav Baruch Ber, said the Lashon Rav Chaim, in the mashkin lik the chayiv. The mashkin is considered the physical embodiment of the chayiv. So Memele, when I give over the mashkin to the third party, it's considered as if I gave the chayv to the third party. This is the physical mashkin. So he made a kinyan hakbo on the chayv. How can he make a kinyan hakbo on the chayv? This is it. This is considered as if it represents the chayv. Made a kinyan hakbo. So that's the ikar vort of Rabbi Yitzchak is a chol kona mashkin, that it's a stronger shiva nechasim. Why? And it's considered a physical embodiment of the chayv. And therefore, the mafreyahu goyve, and therefore you can be maknachem. So he says, he thinks, Rabbi Yonah Karpilov adds on, he thinks that that's what Rashi's talking about. Rashi said that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is, if I lend you $1,000 and you give me a diamond ring, and I lost the ring, but ein es gamur, so I lose the whole halvor. What kind of a din is that? What am I, a shoyl, Chai Beyonson? I'm not a shoyl, I can't even use it if I want to. It's an iser of ribbis. I'm not allowed to use the mashkin. So he says he doesn't think that Rashi means to have a din of a shoyl. Mechateisa, why should it be a shoyl? He says, no. Since this is the physical embodiment of the chayv, so I just lost the chayv. Just like you say, I can transfer the debt to someone else. You'll be kind of the debt for hakbo. Sounds humorous. How can you be kind of a debt for hakbo? The answer is, here it is. This is the physical. So if I lost it, I say, I lost the debt. I lost the halva. Sounds funny, but that's it. Since this is the physical environment, I lost the chayv.
It's like the mashkin owes the money.
Like the mashkin
owes the money. Like the diamond owes the money.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I'm not sure. I don't know. He says it like this.
Yeah, the mashkin owes the money. Wherever it goes, it cannot be transferred to that.
But he can still collect from him. The loiva still owes him money. The loiva owes him the money. Not just, he doesn't only have shiba nechasim. He has a shiba aguf also. The loiva has to pay him the money. If the loiva pays the money, he gets back his mashkin. Not that the mashkin owes the money. No. There is such a thing what you're saying, that let's say if I lend money to a corporation that has limited liabilities, what that means is, Rav Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuvas, what that means is that none of the partners accept any Shibir Aguf, no one accepts any personal liability, only the property of the corporation has Shibir Nechasim. So there you say, the property owes the debt. The people, the person don't owe the debt, there's no Shibir Aguf, but there is Shibir Nechasim. That's a different word, that's a different kind of a case. But here by a halvoe, the loiva does accept the Shibir Aguf. He owes the money. And he gives me the mashkin, and there's still a Shibir Aguf on him. But there's such a strong, there's a stronger Shibir Nechasim on the mashkin than there would be even on an apaitiki, which in turn is perhaps stronger than plain Shibir Nechasim. So here we're such a high, such a strong form of Shibir Nechasim, even the Beis Hillel would agree to the Beis Shammai, that's Eina Meshami. That is Mamish Kegobidom. Here he's holding the Chayv in his hand. Since this is a physical embodiment of the Chayv, so that's not Lo Yigos, I don't have to ask him for the Chayv. Here it is, I have it. It's considered as if I have the Chayv in my pocket. So that's what the Gemara quoted this for. The Machloikis in Shavuos. What if the Mashkin is less than the Chayv? Do you say that it's Machloikis on a Mashkin only Keneged a Mashkin or Keneged Kuloi? That's a Machloikis Tanoim, I think. Machloikis HaTanoim, Shavuos Daf Mem Dalet. That's one of the sources here. That's one of the machlekes.
Yeah.
Tosis says he does. He has to get permission from the Bezdin to keep the mashkin. Look, he has to find out, is it reasonable for him to keep the mashkin? If he knows the halacha, he doesn't have to go to Bezdin. But a lot of times people will feel on their own that they know how to paskin the din, and it's not right. He has to go to Bezdin to make sure that the loiva hasn't paid, and it's really
the date came.
I can decide it was a shana muberes, that you should have given me the money a month earlier. I can make my own shetlach in order to keep this mashkin. So that's not right. I should go ask a shayla. Bezdin will paskin, yes, you have the right to keep the mashkin. Then the right to keep the mashkin doesn't need bezdin for that. Just to make sure that he's not paskining wrong, he better ask the bezdin. Difference. That's what the whole long taisus is about. A big machlekes. We'll have to go into that. Yeah. There are three possibilities. There's a mashke mishas halvor, a mashke mishas gviyah, when it's already higiyah zman apiroin, and then there's a question, what's the din of a mashke in between, which is neither here nor there. So there are three. Taisus is going to bring up that issue. Yeah. Imam Bar Metzia talks about it. Oh no, he never has the right to keep more than the halvor. No, that's for sure not. Never has the right to keep more than the halvor.
It's not mishamed, it's only powder. Mishamed the whole. That's a machlokes.
That's the machlokes. If the mashkin is worth half of the amount of the halvor, so you see that Shemitah doesn't cancel how much? Only doesn't cancel the half. But he say no, the mashkin is the physical embodiment of the entire chayv. So that's a machlokes in Shavuos. Whether the mashkin is connected to,
even if the karka isn't worth the whole amount, still in all it's considered kagova donor.
Okay. So that was kagova. Yeah, by karka is like that. And by mashkin is a machlekes atanoi. Yeah. Because ain't no la karkois. Ain't no la karkois. But here is yesha no. There it's a goiva v'chayza v'goiva. And by the mashkin you can't. The Gemara Pesachim talks about this din of Rabbi Yitzchok with respect of Bal Yerubai. This is a topic there too. So now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Tanan Hashem, we left off about eight lines from the bottom. Of the Rav. Tanan Hashem, it says in the Mishnah, Shviyas, Hamavis Chaver Moes Ala Mashkin. If I lend you money, you give me a mashkin. Or Hamoisesh Teroisim LeBezn, and I gave over my Chavis to Bezn. Bezn is going to collect on my behalf. So then, a mishamtin, then there's no problem, there's no issue of shmita. So Hamoisesh Teroisim LeBezn, that's what we've been talking about for the last month. That the two opinions, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon, three different shitas. One shita was the whole thing of Moisesh Teroisim LeBezn itself is only with the Rabbanon. Another shita fakert, even Prusbul is the Raisa. So what was Hillel's Chiddush? Hillel popularized the Din of Prusbul. He was mefarsim it, but the Din of Prusbul is also the Raisa. And the commonly accepted opinion is no, that we split. The Din of Moshe Shtaros of the Bezdin. If I give the Shtaros over to Bezdin, that's a Din the Raisa. This is already a Pshetl, that a Hillel made a Pshetl, that's only the extension, that's only the Rabbanon. that a prusbul is considered as if I gave it over to Bezdin, and now I'm going to represent Bezdin as the shliach Bezdin to collect. It's a farce. What do you mean? I'm collecting my chayv. It's not. So that's only the rabbanon. That's where it's usually assumed. But you have the two opposite. You have the two extreme shitas also. Somehow that even Moshe Shiros to the Bezdin is only the rabbanon, and other rishonim held that even prusbul is their ice. So that we discussed already for a month. Hamava chaveru mois alamashkin, that we didn't discuss yet. So that's the Mishnah in Shviyas, that if I lent the money to the Levi and the Levi gave me a mashkin, I don't need a prusbul, Shmita will not take effect. So the Gemara wants to know, why not? So Bishleima, the second in that we know already from the last month. Bishleima, Marshal Shtarosu LeBezdin, the Tapsi Luhut Beidina. Bezdin is holding on to the Shtar. So that's not Loigos. Loigos is only if the Malva chepes the Levi. But if Bezdin is going to ask the Levi, that's not a violation. My time, what's the source? What is it based on? That line in the Mishnah, Omar Ravi, the answer is Mishum de Tofaslay. Since he's holding on to the Mashkin, so there's no Loyigos. Loyigos takes, if I have nothing, and I ask you, I don't have to ask you. I'm holding on, it's in my pocket. Then it won't work. No, ooh, the Loyva comes to the mouth, he asks for his Mashkin. I say I don't want to give you back your mashkin until you pay me the money. I'm not asking. That's not Loigos. Loigos means if I come and I nudge you, I chepe you. I don't chepe you. You're gonna come. You're gonna have to come and chepe me. So I just close my ears. I don't know who you are. I don't want to negotiate with you. Until. Has to begin with Loigos. The din only begins with Loigos. Whenever there's no Loigos, then the debts don't become invalid. For example, let's say the Gemara says. In Makis, let's say it's a halvor for 10 years, and it's not yet due, so Shemitah won't apply. Shemitah only cancels the debt if it starts off with the din of lo yigos. Then Shemitah cancels the debt. Tzadka, okay, then it will be lo yigos. But the Gemara is talking about a diamond ring. Yeah, a diamond ring, not a beggar, not a ksus yom, not a ksus laila, a real diamond ring. So Rabbi says mishum de tafaslay, since he's holding on. So there's no issue of Loyigos. Fegnik Marakasha, Amla Abaye, what do you mean? Elamayata, what about the following case? What if Hilvehu Vidor Bahatsero? What if the Malvud lent money to the Loive? Let's say lent him $1,000, and then the Loive says, I'll tell you what, move into my apartment, and every month that you move in, the rent is $500 a month, so you'll deduct $500 a month. So the Malvud is holding on to the house of the Loive, so would you say also? If the labor doesn't pay, so the Malva will just remain, he'll live in the apartment until he collects that amount to cancel the whole chayv. So would you say in such a case also, that since there's no Loyigos, the toughest lay, that he's living in the apartment, would you tell me, Hachanami, the Loy Mishameh? Is that so? So Rabbi says, no, it's not so. Omalei, so Rabbi answers, Shiny Mashkin, no, Mashkin Metaltalim is special. The Korni Lay Midi Rabbi Yitzchak, the special din of Rabbi Yitzchak. That since Balchov Kona Mashkin, so it's considered as if this is the physical embodiment of the debt, so that's considered. There's no Loyigos, it's considered. Mamish Kigovi Domi. The Beisilo disagree with the Beishamai and Stam Shimon HaHosa. If it's an Apoitigi, that's a Machlekes, the Ramam and the Rite. But if it's Mashkin, that's even better than an Apoitigi. It's more Kigovi Domi. Mamish Tachas Yore.
Mamish Tachas Yore. This renting is just like paying him up and paying him out and paying him out.
Yeah, but renting is not, it's not Kigovi Domi. Renting is playing the Karka's Meshuvah to him. Now the Taisvis raises a topic, we'll have to discuss it some other time, next week. Let's raise a topic, what kind of a mashkin are we talking about? Because the Gemara says in Shavuos that this din of Rabbi Yitzchak, Bachol Kona Mashkin, only applies to mashkin Shaloi B'Shas Halvor. What does that mean? B'Shas Pirun. If the 5 years are up already, and you're supposed to pay me B'Shas Giviyah. The 5 years are up and you're supposed to pay me, and I say, Nu, how are you talking? Here's the shtar, time to pay. And then you say, give me an extension. So I said, oh, an extension. You already have 5 years. So then you give me a mashkin. So that's a mashkin shal gviyah. That's a mashkin shal gviyah. What if it's a mashkin b'shas halvor? So then the Gemara Shavuah seems to say, beferish, black and white, that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't apply. So that's what Taisus asks all over Shas. The expression, hilvehu al, Hamashka sounds like B'Shas Halvor. The Gemara says on Shavuos that that terminology means Mashka, and the Gemara Shavuos says the Din of Rabbi Yitzchak Balchov Kana Mashkin only applies to a Mashkin Shaloi b'shas al-dor, b'shas g'di, it doesn't apply b'shas al-dor. So that's a Tosfos says, astira in the Gemara. What do you do with the stira? So the Rishonim have three terutzim. The Shach in Siman Ayin Beis has a long essay. He quotes all the three terutzim, and one of them is this Tosfos. It's an important Tosfos. It's a little complicated, but it's important for other things that Tosfos has. So we'll learn that next week. We'll have to learn the Tosfos. In the Gemara, that pikuach nefesh is deicha kol haTorah kula, except for the gimel averus achamuris, avodah zarah, or gilui arayos, or shfichas damim, or other cases. Let's say it's an avera done b'farhesyon. The goyim want to be mechal Shabbos b'farhesyon in the presence of asorim Yisrael. Even though chilul Shabbos is not from the gimel averus achamuris, but an avera b'farhesyon, the din is yahar gval yavam. Or if it's a Shas HaShemah, then they want me to be Mechal Shabbos. So even if it's Bitzina, it's not Bevarasya, also the din is at Yehar Gval Yam. But for Gilead Arayis is Upgiret, for sure it's Yehar Gval Yam. So in Ebenezer, the Poskim have a discussion based on the Haftarah, and Parashas B'Shalom. Based on the whole Haftarah tells the story that Sisro was Sartzavah Yovi Melech Hotzer, I think. When they were losing the battle against the Jewish army, so Sisra ran away, and he went to hide in the home of Yoel Eshes Chevra Kedim. So he asked for a drink. He asked for a drink of milk, and she gave him the milk, and she killed him. Maim Shol Cholav Nasan.
She gave him.
Yeah. So the pasuk describes the way she killed him. So in the pasuk itself, it doesn't tell too much what happened. But the Chazal had a tradition that if you read in between the lines, it's a whole fantastic story. That she was mezana with him in order to knock him out, in order to put him to sleep, and then she killed him. And Gvoira, when she sings the Shira Takodesh Baruch Hu, praises Yoel. Tevorach menoshim yoel eshes chever akeni menoshim boyel tevorach. Who are the noshim boyel? She's to be praised like the women in the yoel. So the Gemara says sorry rifka rachvaleh. Why? What kind of sorry rifka rachvaleh? They would snooze. They wear tichel down to here. And this woman has an eshes ish, has an affair with a goy. Stachloi sinof and aseres adibros. How can you compare yoel eshes chever akeni? So the Gemara says gedela there with the shema. The mitzvah shaloi l'shma. That sometime the Yemoyes had all the Yud Bei Shvatim and so on, and they did a lot of things. Not everything that they did was l'shma. Some of the things that they did, all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim they did, was shaloi l'shma. But over here, this woman, she had this nus with the goy. So the Gemara says she did it all l'shem shamayim. And then she says she's in, so did it l'shem shamayim. So they do it l'shem shamayim, you get the same reward, you get the same yashikarech as sarif garach v'leh. So first, the Gemara's memo was. A higher madrega. The Gemara says, higher madrega. It isn't. So the Gemara tones it down. Gedol aver l'shma ki mitzvah. It's equal to a mitzvah shalol l'shma. But what do you see? There is such a concept as an aver l'shma, that you're allowed to do an aver l'shma. What kind of business is that? Eishes ish is into even pikoch nefesh. You're not allowed to do. So the Beis Shmuel and the Yadin Bavanez and Hilchos Sota quotes from the Trumas Hadeshim. That when you say that if it's Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, if it's for the purpose of Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, then you're permitted to make such a cheshbon. That even Gilead Arayis is also muta, and they say that that's the story with Esther.
But here he was already knocked out. I mean, it wasn't like he was going to do anything more.
So the Gemara had the tradition that he wasn't knocked out. He was running away for his life, but he wasn't knocked out.
He only got
knocked out after he did this.
Yeah, but he lost all his army. So what was she afraid he was going to do?
Morale was still.
That's how the Gemara had a tradition that the only way she knocked him out was through this news. And if not for this news, he would have still been around. Esther Kakaron, that's before the end. When she said Kasher Avadati Avadati, that was she was doing for Hatzolus Kalisol. But then the Gemara in Sanhedrin asked, how was she allowed to be Mazana? That was in the beginning. When he took her as a wife, and there was no Hatzolos Kvalio, but just she was afraid to resist because he's going to kill her. So the Gemara says, how is she allowed to do that? That's not Yehor Vayava. So the Gemara works on that. But when it came the punchline, the time to save Klal Yisrael, and she says she's going to go to the Melech without permission and be Mezana, the Gemara also, it doesn't say there either. That's how the Chazal had. Bani Kasha Avadati Avadati Adikam Nesaita Asura Al Baila. She was married to a Mordechai, and now she's going to be Mezana Beratzi. So in Shulchan Aruch they say, Esther was permitted to be Mezana Beratzim with Mordechai for the sake of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, and nonetheless she became Asura Al Baila. Even though she asked the Rabbanim and they passed him Mutta, Mitzvah, you should do it. Avera Bishma, you're allowed to do it, it's a Mitzvah to do it. But she still becomes Asura Al Baila. So the Poskim discussed, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes stories that the Poskim have. A caravan of Jews were traveling on the highway and the Goyim came and they wanted to kill all of them. And then one of the women, one of the Jewish women was pretty, and then she convinced one of the Goyim to be Mezana with her, and then she calmed them down and then she saved everybody's life. So the Shaila was whether she did Kiddin or she did Shaloi Kiddin. So they say, no, she did Shaloi Kiddin. This special din, that Aveiro Lishmo is Mutta, you will have to do, is only for Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. Doesn't mean a minyan Yidin, that there were 10 Yidin. That's not enough 10 Yidin. You have to have, if it's a big chunk, the whole Klal Yisrael is involved. It's a Shveri din, where does it come from? That's usually we say that our religion does not believe in the principle that the ends justify the means. But here the Gemara says that there is such a klal, that the ends justify the means. It does mean if I want to establish a yeshiva and be married to Torah Barat, I'm allowed to cheat the government and have false lunch programs and write down that I have 1,000 students and I only have a kollel with 10 people. That you're not allowed to do. But there is certain rare, very rare instances, the Gemara has a klal. What's the mocker for this? So the Rambam writes as the mocker, the pasuk that says "V'shamar b'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos." So the Gemara in the end of Yuma has a discussion. How do you know that pikuach nefesh is deicha kol ha'tarkula? So the Gemara has various tanoim and amarim. Each one gives a suggestion. So the final conclusion is. That's the conclusion. Shmuel. I think Shmuel says that. And then the Amoraim say that the memory of Shmuel outweighs all the drushes of all the Tanoim who preceded him. His drusha hits the spot. But one of the Tanoim said a different marker. The Pasuk says, Shammah b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, chalal olav Shabbos achas, kidei she'ishma Shabbos ha-Sarbi, that sometimes it's an investment. The ends justifies the means. He says, let's be Mechal Shabbos today to drive him to the hospital so he'll live longer and he'll be able to observe many more Shabbos, so it'll pay. It's a good investment. Sometimes, let's say you buy stocks. What are you buying stocks? Cost of guilt. What are you buying stocks for? You have the money in your mattress. What are you giving it to you? The answer is, I'll give him $1 million from that without having violated the Aveira. No, there's no Aveira. Even though they're a bonum teller, you have permitted and you're obligated to do it. For the sake of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, the din is still, as long as she knows it, it's somebody.